This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me about what you're most passionate about. What drives you?
Well, let's see. A lot of things drive me. I'm a very driven person. You know, I'm ambitious, and I think I'm passionate about, doing what I feel like when I reach, hopefully, Lord willing, 80, 90 years old, and I look back at the history of my life, I want to be sure that there are some boxes checked off. And some of those are staying married to my husband. I want to keep him, and I want to stay married, and I want to enjoy this bride. Raising my three kiddos to be independent, to be launched into this world with no emotional debt, with the securities and the abilities to utilize their gifts. And then I want to have utilized my talents, and which I feel like lie in business and leadership, and I want to be able to enjoy what I'm doing. I want to innovate. I'm very passionate about innovating in space and being able to monetize those efforts and enjoy the ride. So for me, sometimes I feel like, you know, I have to be tricked into believing that it's fun for me to really get out there and want to continue doing it. So that just speaks to I have a passion for life.
Right.
I enjoy the journey. I enjoy stopping to smell the roses and then thinking about how can we increase the color of these roses or the fragrance of these roses and just kind of looking for opportunities everywhere and just really enjoying every day.
Cool. So how do you deal with setbacks? I mean, I get asked often about failure and scars, and we want more wins than losses. But tell me, when you have a setback or when things don't go as expected, what is your approach to either understanding the context of your life or your product or your business? How do you address those?
Well, you know, honestly, with setbacks, and they do happen, I feel like I kind of have this guard in my mind that I won't really let a setback fully have its full impact until I've processed it for a week.
Yeah.
I don't want to have emotional peaks and valleys that will wreck me. So I try to hear of a setback or understand a setback and then just kind of let it sit and let it have a portion of my day, but not the entire day.
Right.
And then I come back to it little by little over the next couple days and then really dive in deep if it's a big one later. So with setbacks, I mean, you just work through the challenges. The answers are out there. I don't feel like we're reinventing the wheel really with anything. So I go to a mentor, I go to my spouse, I surround myself with people that are smarter than I am. And then Google normally has a lot of ideas about something. So I just research, find the answer, implement it, and try to keep emotions out of it.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.